This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. You're with Dan Roebuck. Alongside me, freelance Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichella, week two of the new campaign. And if you were with us last week, and I hope you were, our return on investment, 14.75%, steady, profitable start. We will take that, Daniele, all season long, won't we?
Ciao, Dan. Yes, it was a good start, and I think we could have been even better, you know, if Roma had converted the many chances that they had at Salerno to give us that Asian handicap minus 125. We got Fiorentina right. We got Napoli right, winning at Verona. And who could have predicted Milan to slip so many goals? But, you know, it's the first week of the season. I think teams are a little bit rusty, but we got more tips today, five tips, very good games in match day two.
Yeah, match week two, some really good matches. And just looking at the table before, it's very similar to how it finished last season. I know it's only one game in, very small sample size, but it's like the big hitters are going to be there. We know that. Okay, we're going to kick off with Torino against Lazio. This is local time, early evening on Saturday. Just looking at one or two expected goal providers, and of course there's different websites give you different numbers, but I noticed that Torino had one of the highest expected goals of any side in Serie A when it came to week one. And we know that Lazio won despite having a man sent off very early on. So this game, Daniele, could have goals in it. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is both to score and over 2.5 goals. It's a little bit of a classic. It doubles your stake, plus 105 on Bet Rivers. Why? Because I think Torino, they look solid. They have a strong structure. They showed it against newly promoted Monza. They hit the ground running. A bit of a bad news for them. The new signing, Miranchuk, who scored at Monza, is out, injured already. But he's a team that has been strengthened little by little. They got more players coming this week. I think, you know, the aggressivity of a Juric team, the fact that they press high, it showed. And Sanabria on the score sheet is taking the spot left by Belotti. And last season at home, Torino was strong. I think they were the third best defense for long spells of the Serie A. They were really, really good. They gave a tough time to many of the top teams. So, for them scoring, yes, it's a good idea. Conceding a goal or two against Lazio would not be impossible. In fact, you know, the over 2.5 goals is only minus 130 on BetRivers. You know, it's not a great deal, but that could be, I think, a spectacular game, I think.
Interesting that Ciro Immobile, of course, scored last week for Lazio. This is a player that we looked at when it came to the Capo Canninieri. He's plus 450 at the moment. I mean, would you still advise him? He's obviously he's hit the ground running. If people want to get involved now, and you can go back to our season preview that's still available on the YouTube channel. Look, he started well. Yeah. We tip him again, maybe.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I said, everything's going to go through him in Lazio. He's the main man, you know, in the 4-3-3 lineup with Zaccagni and Felipe Anderson. He's on penalties. He will take chances. He has had chances against Bologna to score a couple. And in the end, Lazio demonstrated that they had a better squad, a better group of players than Bologna. Yes, they went behind the first 30 minutes. They were not brilliant. The sending off of Maximiliano wasn't great. But, you know, they signed a decent the second goalkeeper in Provedel, who's done it time and time again against Spezia in the last few weeks. So I wouldn't be too concerned about Lazio goalkeeper this weekend. And yes, they created chances. They looked resolute. And as I said in my previous show, normally Sarri's team in the second half of the season in the second seasons, so they do improve. So they are looking to improve on a very good finish last season. They finished fifth. So yeah, Immobile to be the capocannoniere and Lazio to hit the net maybe a couple of times at Torino with you know, they could concede a goal as well. But yeah, that's the idea, both to score and over 2.5 goals plus 105.
Yeah, just one stat that I dug out as well. There's been a penalty awarded in 7 of the last 10 games between Torino and Lazio. So penalty on the BetRivers website is plus 200. We know that Ciro Immobile is going to take them. So if you're looking at first goal scorer, anytime goal scorer, you're looking at plus 340 and plus 106 for Lazio's main man. Let's move on to Napoli against Monza. No team in Serie A scored more goals than Napoli on week one. They beat Verona 5-2 away. We got that one right. Look, it's going to take time with Monza. New owners, new players. Daniele, you highlighted the fact that there are expectations here because Berlusconi is obviously heavily involved here. But it is going to take time, and they could be a little bit leaky, you know, at the start of the season.
Well, it is a team that has strengthened a lot. They brought a lot of experience in, players that have played in Serie A many seasons, the likes of Ranocchia, Pessina, Caprari up front. And we did see it against Torino, some good patterns of play. They've got a manager in Stroppa that likes to play attacking football, propositive. So I don't think Monza is going to be one of those teams that's just going to sit back and defend. But when faced against a very experienced side like Torino that they have in Juric, a manager that has already done well last season, it showed the difference in category. Monza is still a little bit work in progress. It takes time to assemble, as you said, all those new signings. Torino knew what they were doing from the off, and Monza's keeper was the man of the match in the end. He had to kept out a lot of potential goals from his own net. And now they travel to Napoli. This is tricky because Napoli has done really, really well at Verona. There could be load of goals in this one. So that's why my pick was over 3.25 goals plus 116, which means if there are only three goals in the game, 2-1 each way, 3-0 each way, you lose half your stake. But if there are more than three goals, of course, you win plus 116. And why this? Because whereas I think Monza will not sit back and defend only at San Paolo, there is a gulf in class, there is a gulf in experience. And Napoli, although last season they were disappointing at home in the end, against small teams, against newly promoted teams, they always got the job done. And yes, the good start at Verona confirms what we said in the previous show. The starting 11 of Napoli, it's good. Let's not underestimate them. Soon they might add more experience, more players like Raspadori, Giovanni Simeone. I think they're signing Ndombele as well. So more choices for Spalletti. These first few weeks for Napoli could be really important. They could rack up a lot of points. And then when the Champions League start and the rotation needs to start, that could be an issue because I don't think all the positions are filled at the moment. But what a start of the season for the Georgian. Kvaratskhelia on the score sheet with an assist, confirm what a great preseason I had. And Osimhen, of course, which we also talked about in the previous show about a potential capocannoniere, again scoring against Verona, one of his favorite victims. For this reason, I think good form for Napoli overall, over 3.25 goals plus 116.
Plus 116. That's the bet on BetRivers website, over 3.25 goals. And Napoli, as we know, started well last season. You're absolutely right. As soon as the Champions League came in, as soon as there was squad rotation, then we saw that maybe the strength in depth wasn't quite there. Let's move on to Milan away at Atalanta. Atalanta plus 118. Milan plus 150 here. The draw plus 255. Milan won last weekend. We thought that would happen. We thought it might not be as many goals here. We're still with Milan this weekend, Daniele. But you've dug deep to try and squeeze some value out of a bet for us.
Unless you go for a draw or unless you go for a straight Milan win, as you mentioned, I don't think there is a lot of value in the odds. So we need to kind of play a mini parlay here, which it could be both to score, Milan or tie, so Milan not going to lose this game, and over 2.5 goals. So Milan to be unbeaten in a high-scoring game with Atalanta going on the score sheet, plus 215. Let's try to break it down. Let's start with Milan. I was surprised by the fact that Milan produced a lot of attacking football against Udinese. They produced a lot of attacking phases. They had a lot of shots on target. Last season at home, we were used more to a Milan defending well, being solid, being compact, getting the 1-0 or 2-0 wins. But this time, as Milan were hit early by Udinese, who took the lead after 2 minutes with Becao, they recovered. They showed again the great team spirit and the great organization, but had a lot of shots on target in the first half. In the second half, benefited from the form of Rebic, who against defenses that are very static, locked, maybe with a low block, is very useful because he drifts wide and creates the space for the runs of Leao or Messias or Diaz in this case. But again, Milan showed that, you know, every time they are with the backs against the wall, they can react, and they have a little bit more flair, I think, this season compared to last season. Still, we haven't seen De Ketelaere, still we haven't seen Origi. Tonali is going to be back for this one, so maybe a little bit more of stability on the back. Yes, of course, they were very vulnerable against Udinese, especially on the left-hand side when Theo Hernandez goes marauding in the opposition half. But, you know, this is a tie that Milan has won in the last 2 seasons. They won 3-2 here last season. The season before, in the last game of the season, they went there 1-0, qualified for the Champions League. It is a tie that Milan can negotiate very, very well against Atalanta. And yeah, I like the way this Milan started the season. I think they're going to create a lot of chances here.
So both teams to score, Milan or tie, over 2.5 goals. It copped last year. We hope it's going to go in again. Plus 215 if you want to get it with that. Daniele mentioned that Rebic there, plus 700 first goal scorer, plus 245 anytime scorer. And Adam Ola-Luckman, just a quick word for him. This is the time of year when you realise that, well, you don't realise certain players have gone to certain clubs. I had no idea that he was at Atalanta, but he scored late on at Sampdoria. It could be an interesting signing for them because they've kept their core group, haven't they, Atalanta?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, the addition of Luckman, which, by the way, Fabio Capello tipped to be one of the surprise of Serie A. Good player. Interesting choice from Gasperini. When Atalanta were 1-0 down, he put Luckman on and kept Boga on the on the bench, you know, which they signed last season. Is more experience, of course, having played many years in Serie A. Atalanta at Genoa, they were not perfect. They conceded a few chances. I think the 2-0, it's too generous for them. Sampdoria had chances. So we saw the good and the bad from Atalanta. The good, the organization, a lot of wing play up front. Perhaps Muriel and Zapata, they are still not linking as they should. Atalanta need a little bit of creativity, a little bit of spark. I think they lost that since Papu Gomez moved on to Sevilla. And there is Malinowski, which probably is not going to stay for the rest of the season. So they do need the creativity there. But on the other hand, the good news is that they go back to Loi, who was on the score sheet. It gives them a little bit more of solidity, stability at the back. And yes, of course, Ademola Lookman in the end able to finish off the job. Last season, Atalanta conceded a lot of goals at home. I think they were like the eighth poorest defense in Serie A, lost a lot of home games. So you can almost be sure that playing at the Azzurri d'Italia, Atalanta are not going to keep a clean sheet, especially against a good team. But being Gasperini, being a modern manager, an attacking football manager, I think he will set up his team to go and attack Milan and exploit some of the spaces that Milan are obviously going to leave, especially when the fullbacks push forward. So that's why Atalanta to score, so both to score actually, Milan or tie, Milan not going to lose that one. And you can also add the over 2.5 goals to make it plus 215.
Nice in-game parlay, that one. Let's move on to Sampdoria Juventus. Just before you get your selection, just one of your thoughts on the mark here when it comes to relegation and it comes to the price of Giampaolo to be the first coach to go now. Now, Samp plus 100 to be relegated here. They're the third favourites. They were beaten by Atalanta, you just talked about on match day one. Giampaolo, though, plus 1,500 to be the first coach to be sacked. Why is he such a big price when Samp are third favourites to go down? I'm just looking at the numbers here, Daniele. Explain to me and our viewers, listeners here, you know, why there seems to be a bit of a discrepancy.
Two reasons, because Sampdoria's team hasn't strengthened as it should have done so far this season. They haven't pretty much signed anybody apart from Juricic and Villar from Roma. And it is a team that looks weaker than last season. If the team doesn't really capture what is Gianpaolo's style of play, a possession, playing in this opposition half, the teams that he manages seems to suffer. Let's not forget, he was sacked by Torino 2 years ago. He was sacked by Milan 4 years ago. So he has a history of getting sacked in Serie A, still getting a lot of Serie A jobs. And also Sampdoria, it is a team that has been flirting with relegation for the last 2-3 seasons. They got saved by Ranieri in the pandemic season, then with Aversa. Last season he was sacked. Go Gianpaolo. They did okay. And they, you know, they are a very, is a team that is very difficult to read also because they set up very defensively. I think because of the lack of alternatives up front, you know, they're going to still set up with Caputo, the only striker, and then Sabiri behind him. Quagliarella come from the bench. They got rid of, they sold Candreva to Salernitana, who was one of the best players last season. They are without Damsgaard, who went to Brentford. So it is a sensibly weaker team. Having said that, against Atalanta, I think the 2-0 flattens Atalanta. Sampdoria hit the post twice. They had some chances. But I think it's that initial setup when they got into the pitch. They were far too negative, far too defensive, playing Ammarassi. I think we should have expected a little bit more from them.
Yeah, so circumstances off the pitch, really the big reason why Gianpaolo is a big prize. He's not been given anyone really to strengthen the squad, and a few players have gone, as you mentioned. Let's get down to your selection here, because we're with Juve. They beat Sassuolo 3-0 last week. What's the angle here with Juventus away at Sampdoria?
I don't think they're going to lose. I don't think they're going to drop points. So Juventus to win, but under 3.5 goals, that plays plus 130. You will see the under with Juventus play pays a little bit less than the over these days. Why? I mean, they won 3-0 against Sassuolo. They've added so much quality up front. Well, to start with, Di Maria is unavailable because he picked up an injury, so he's going to be out for 5 or 6 weeks. We know Pogba is not available. Maybe Kostic probably is going to start, but it is a Juventus side that has not been renowned for scoring a lot of goals. Last season, only the 11th attack of Serie A. Yes, they scored 3 against Sassuolo, but after a very difficult start, it was very labored in the first 25 minutes. Sassuolo were getting a lot of the ball. They were having a couple of occasions, and then in the end, Juventus managed to break up. They even scored a penalty with Vlahovic. So it wasn't all good from the off from Juventus, but credit to Allegri for changing the formation during the cooling break, putting Cuadrado up top on the left and bringing McKennie into midfield. That gave them a little bit more of stability. The issue with Juventus is who's going to supply the assist, is going to supply the scoring opportunities to Vlahovic now that Di Maria is on the sideline. Chiesa, as we know, is still out. Pogba is still out. So Allegri has to do with what he has, which is not much at the moment in terms of injuries. If you also count that probably Szczesny is going to be out for a couple of days more. But Juventus are stronger. They are look a stronger outfit. They're looking to add more players as well in the upcoming weeks. That's why they stay favorite to win the title. This is not a tie that Juventus, especially so early in the season, can afford to lose, or they can afford to draw a point. I'm not convinced if you're in Sampdoria have got the firepower to hit Juventus and cause an upset. For this reason, I go for a Juve win and under 3.5 goals plus 130. I mean, this is a tie. Had it happened in the middle of the season between Champions League games, it could have gone a different way, but it's very early. And I think this early start favors the big teams where the small teams are still incomplete.
Yeah, professional and efficient display we're expecting from Juventus. I think we might get a few of those, keep it tight at the back and do enough to win the games. Plus 130 for Juve to win at under 3.5 goals. So if they repeat what they did last week against Sassuolo, that will do a 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, and so on. Roma Cremonese, we can move on to. This is your last selection. I know we're going to talk about Inter as well. This is one that you were nearly didn't put in as an official tip, but you persuaded yourself, so you're going to have to persuade us as well here. What's the bet with Roma against Cremonese?
It is very difficult to find a value at this one for Roma to play at home against a newly promoted side. So I only thought that the value is on Roma to score a lot of goals. So Roma to score over 2.5 goals, so any more than 2.5 goals, you win.
So this is just Roma, not in the match, just Roma.
Just Roma to score over 2.5 goals, because the over 2.5, it pays minus money. So it's not a great value, considering Roma is very good at keeping clean sheet. But why I went for the over 2.5 goals? Because if Roma had converted the many chances that they took at Salernitana, they could have been 3-0 inside the first 50 minutes. Paulo Dybala hit the post. Zaniolo, we saw some good movement from Zaniolo, that, you know, progression, cutting through the defense, had good chances as well. Tammy Abraham struggled against Salernitana, but that's not unusual for him. I think he struggles against defenses that are locked and defend deep. But Cremonese are going to be a little bit different, because as a newly promoted team, they impressed me. I think it's the team that impressed me the most alongside Lecce for some spells in the first match day, because they went to Florence. They set up with two strikers, with Okereke and Dessers. Okereke scored. Then they got Escalante sent off, but Alvini, which by the way is new in Serie A, kept the two strikers. He didn't make a defensive change up until the 85th minute. They managed to equalize and only lost because a howler from Radu, who let a cross from Mandragora in. Otherwise, they would have got a very deserved point at Firenze, a very difficult place to go. So I don't think Cremonese are going to go there and do the barricades at the Olimpico, but Roma, starting again with Pellegrini, Zaniolo, Dybala and Abraham, they're going to create chances. If they take the chances, they could score a couple, because obviously they got the quality to do it. I think 20 attempts on goal at Salernitana. Let's not forget last season Roma were the teams that took more corners, third for shots, large part of the season they were one of the most attacking team. First official game of the season at the Olimpico, they could put on a show. So over 2.5 goals plus 112.
Plus 112 over 2.5 goals just for Roma. Could be interesting to watch Cremonese, as you mentioned, because if the coach continues to be that ambitious, even when his side lose a man, then potentially in play, Cremonese, make sure you look high when it comes to goals. One more game, not an official tip, but we're always going to talk about the big teams. Inter against Spezia here. Inter, when I looked last night, were just about clear favourites for the Scudetto after their win last weekend. What do you think? I mean, this should be fairly straightforward, shouldn't it, for Inter? You would have thought against Spezia. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, after a very disappointing week one, I think for Inter, for large parts of the game at Lecce, they were below par. They were strolling. They took the lead so early. And then they committed the same mistakes that we did in last season, the season before. Sometimes they just look themselves in the mirror and say, how good we are. We can score whenever we want. And as obviously the other team then scores. And then they needed a like goal from Denzel Dumfries to bring down Lecce. But I think, again, early start of the season, Inter can only improve from this time on. They are favorite for the Scudetto? I don't know, because there is a big question mark about the transfer market, whether they're going to sell one of the star players. For this one, the value, I think, it's on Inter to keep a clean sheet or Inter to win 2-0, which brings you plus 105. And then you will wonder why. Inter, the best defense on Serie A 2 years ago, second best defense last season, pays plus money, a clean sheet against Spezia. Well, Inter have conceded in the last 6 games, including the preseason. So they're not great, a great defensive record there. And actually, in 3 of the last 4 games against Spezia, they always conceded. But this Spezia is going to be slightly different, because whereas previous was managed by Italiano and Thiago Motta, who set up on a 4-3-3, Gotti is going to come to San Siro with a 5-3-2 with low blocks. They're going to be more compact. This is a Spezia that in fact won 1-0 against Empoli. Empoli had all of the chances. They hit them in the counter-attack. I don't think Spezia are going to go to San Siro with Verde, Agudelo, Gyasi and Zola, the 4 strikers. I think they're going to leave at least a couple on the bench. They still need something in midfield. They're missing Maggiore. So Inter are only going to get better from here, from this point on. First game at the San Siro, they could keep a clean sheet and win. It could be even an under, if you like, 2-0 for Inter. But that's, I think, where the value is. Inter to do the job and slowly showing signs of progress.
Yeah, slow starters, but they're winning games. And obviously going to get through as the season goes on. That wraps up week two. Danny, as always, thanks for your company. Remind everyone, social media, your Twitter handle is?
Is at DFISI.
D-F-I-S-I, simple as that. That wraps up BetRivers Serie A weekly podcast. Don't forget, Futures podcast is still up. If you want to look at what Daniele likes when it comes to title relegation, so on and so forth, obviously prices will have changed, but you can get some reasoning and some good analysis there. It's not out of date just yet. And make sure you cross all of the BetRivers podcasts. We've got an awful lot at Because We Win. If you're across that Twitter handle, you'll be able to get all the action from many leagues across the continent. That is your lot from myself and Danny. We'll see you next week.
Ciao, speak soon.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the BetRivers Network.